regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, November 12, 2013, at 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance this afternoon will be led by Assembly Member Daniel Blake, after which Donald, by a member of the Baha'i Faith, will give the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O God, give me a new life at every moment, and bestow upon me the breaths of the Holy Spirit with every breath, in order that I may remain steadfast in my cause, attain unto great prosperity, preserve the manifest light, and be in the utmost state of stability and tranquility. Verily, thou art the giver, the forgiver, the compassionate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one presentation this evening. This plaque, Wayne McCollum was selected as Water Treatment Operator of the Year for the state of Alaska. This is a statewide, there's one of these done in the year statewide. So that's quite an honor for Wayne. I wish he would have been here, but everybody that knows Wayne, and I can say this since he's my son, he's not very social. So, and besides, he went hunting. So Carl, would you come forward to set this for Wayne?
I'm very proud of him. He's been waiting to see this.
Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
McCloskey. Stowe.
Here.
Wiederspoon.
Here.
Stokes.
Present.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda.
I make a motion to take 13C off the agenda until springtime.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Just for clarification, this is being done at the request of the Shelley Masson. It has to do with some property, and Edgley's, who are an adjacent property owner and not in town and won't be back in the spring. So ask that this be delayed until springtime so that everything can be done all at once, basically, which seems practical. It's not delaying any project or anything. So. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Decker.
Yes.
Stowe.
Yes.
Wiederspoon.
Yes.
Stokes.
Yes.
Blake.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Yes. Item 5, consent agenda. Item 4, conflict of interest. Excuse me. Anyone have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those items marked with an asterisk, 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey.
Just say yes.
Yeah,
consent
right.
Agenda.
That's good timing.
Yeah.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
There is a written report here, it's a little brief. And one item, we'll be gone next week for a couple days. Just one item on there, we're, I know the Public Works is swamped, we're trying to get a lot of things done here before winter. And a lot of those have been accomplished already. And there's a couple projects that Caziar and Weber Street that there's some things we would like to do here in the near future to make those possible in the spring. Weber Street is going to be done by the Native Organization, but there is some water and sewer things we have to do first before they do that, before they do the paving end of it. And so we're hoping to, before winter gets us, to do that. And then Caziar, same thing, there's a couple items, some couple land issues there that property takes for the roadway that we need, and I think we're getting close to being able to bid that out sometime after the first of the year. So those are two needed projects and long-awaited projects for both the people that, all the people that live on both those projects. So those are two main things that we hope to start right in the spring.
Question for you.
Sure.
On that, is it Caziar Street, maybe it's a little, and the old playground there?
Right.
Next, land that we purchased, that's going to be part of that project, mm-hmm. to make it a parking lot? That's what I was wondering, if it went through a parking lot. We purchased land from John Taylor's son, daughter, to make a parking lot up there?
It's not going to be a parking lot, it's going to be an area to turn around in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because there's not enough room to go up there and do a circular turnaround, but we hope to have enough land there, and so both that property and the adjacent property to Churchill's, we've already talked to them, and what we're going to take a small chunk from them, but we want to make sure that bigger trucks now have to either back up or back down. There's nowhere to turn around up there. So this will be a non-parking area that people can back into, and then...
just it's big enough to accommodate fire trucks.
Yes, fire trucks, oil trucks, all those things that now cannot turn around up there.
They definitely haven't turned around for years.
No.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Rural clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I just wanted to remind the public that for assembly action taken on September 24th, the second meeting in November 26th, their release schedule was canceled. So I didn't put that in my report, and I wanted to make sure that the public was aware of that.
Kim? I don't know if it has to be posted or not, but in here it also should have me traveling.
Did I not put you in there?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize.
No, it's all right. I just don't make another sure.
Assemblymember McCloskey will be traveling.
It just, you know, so that it's out there and everybody knows.
Sure. Mayor?
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. Kim, I keep asking more of you, but on the calendar section,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see the Energy Committee listed on there. I know we have an upcoming meeting. And then I don't think I've seen in the past SEPA or Thomas Bay Power Commission meetings on there as well.
I usually don't put meetings that aren't city and borough meetings, but because that's not something that they usually run on.
Do they let you know of those? I just thought it'd be nice to know when they're happening in case people, members of the public, want to participate or whatever. I mean, they're publicized in the newspaper, but...
Well, they send it to me, too, through email, and I post it on the board. But if the assembly would like me to put it on the community or the calendar, I can certainly do that.
I would like it.
Nice to know when you are.
So SEPA and Thomas Bay?
Yeah, and add the
energy
committee.
Mm-hmm. The energy committee will be having a an energy committee on the 18th, on Monday the 18th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or on that? Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Are there any reports by assembly members?
I have one thing to note, Mayor. There's a statewide Young Fishermen's Conference, and they're looking for people from anywhere in Alaska that are either new to the fishery or young people, deckhands or permit holders. And it's a 3-day conference, I believe, and the University of Alaska sponsors it. And for those, it's held in Anchorage December 10th through the 12th. For those who are maybe interested in going, there's also some travel scholarships available, but you need to apply for those by November 24th. So it's a good opportunity, though. They do different sort of little workshops on whether it's, you know, financing or net mending, or, you know, they did one year where they took the whole group up to the legislature and testified on a fisheries-related bill. So they do a lot of different aspects of being a fisherman, whether it's participating in the public arena and voicing your opinion on resource issues, all the way to financing. So it's a pretty good program for new people.
This is for the younger people just starting out, or?
That's who it's targeting, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
And when do you anticipate this being announced on the radio and in the newspaper?
I don't know how much advertising they're doing. They're starting to just go through like email lists of associations and things, like fishing associations and things like that. But I can get like a flyer and get it to City Hall. And there'll probably be some news stories on it as it gets closer to it. But
thank you. Any other? Okay, appointments to fill vacancies on various boards and committees. We have the Planning and Zoning Commission, one vacancy. We have no letters of interest for that. Economic Development Committee, one vacancy, no letters of interest for that one.
We did receive a letter.
I'm sorry, yes, we did receive one letter from James Edens on that one. Without objection, I will appoint James Edens to that for the vacancy. That's the unexpired term until October 2016. Cemetery Committee, there's one vacancy on that with no letters of interest. Nolan Museum Civic Center Board, there are two vacancies with no letters of interest on either one. So I assume we will keep advertising for those. Item 11, persons to be heard. No persons to be heard. Then we'll move on to unfinished business. This is on a proposed ordinance. I'd like to clarify on this. We were in error on the last time this was came before us. This ordinance is, we should have passed it in first reading and then have all the changes done. That would have been the proper way to do it. We failed to do that, so this is our second opportunity to do that. So this is a proposed ordinance, number 871. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 14.01.030E, F, and F, 14.13.005, 14.13.010B1, 14.13030 A and B, 1 and 3, and 14.13.035 B and C. And changing numbered sections 1413040 to 1413050, and by adding new sections 14.09.110, 14.13.040, and 14.13.060 to the City of Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the management, impoundment, and sale of vessels. This would be the first reading. Does everybody understand what we're doing with all of that? It's changing the ordinance to comply with a lot of state law, and that's basically what it is.
I'll make the motion. I move to approve first reading and move to the second reading with the public hearing to be held on December 10th, 2013.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Some of the discussion that we had before, I've talked to Greg, and this state has changed their rules to just advertising once, and after it being explained the many procedures that we got to go through to even get to that point that we're wishing to get to, I feel there's a lot of area that they could have made contact. So I don't think that we need to have it advertised in the paper for the second time. So that's a change from what I had recommended last time.
Can I ask Greg a question?
Greg, would you come forward so we can ask you some questions on that?
I could have ran next door and done it, but I didn't. Sorry. It says here, public auction is not required when the appraised value of the abandoned vessel as determined by an independent appraiser. Who is our independent appraiser?
There's two that work out of Wrangell. One lives here, and one's Ed Ness, who comes in and out of here.
Oh, so we have one right here in Wrangell. So we wouldn't have to fly somebody in to do these appraisals.
Yeah, Rick Martin is here in town.
Cool. That's all I needed. So
he can give you value. Obviously, if it's literally worth that little, you won't need an appraiser to figure that out.
True. You need to make it all official. We can sure get one.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I thought it was, but I wanted to be sure. Thanks.
Any other questions? Hold on, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Proposed ordinance number 872. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 6.04 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to alcoholic beverages to amend Section 6.04.100 on hours of sale and Section 6.04.110 on sales on Election Day and repeal Section 6.04.120 on clearing the premises. This would be the first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on December 10th, 2013.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
Being on that committee, we felt that these changes were good changes. And since at the request of some participants, bring this forward in a more timely manner, we decided to have that forwarded to us to be brought forward. That's why it's on the table today.
Thank you.
Is this just aligning the city ordinances with state law, or is it more stringent than what state law is?
It's actually bringing it in more into line with
Okay.
The city ordinance, the prior, the existing ordinance is more stringent.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, it is in a way relaxing us and being aligned with state law.
Mayor?
Yes.
I just, out of curiosity, when would the rest of the changes come forward from the committee? Do you guys have a timeline, or?
We haven't had any, code committee meetings since we had the city manager, and then it postponed until sometime, starting now sometime.
Okay.
So that meeting will be returned here in the future. Usually, all these holidays and stuff, they kind of wanted to wait.
Okay, I was just curious.
Any other questions?
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Weiderspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langford, Alaska, requesting that the regulations covering the use of herbicides along Alaska roadways be amended to provide for public comment, and requesting that the Alaska Department of Transportation, and Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation meet with representatives from Southeast communities to discuss the impacts of the use of herbicides along the region's roadways.
Move to approve resolution number 11-13-1286.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Just for clarification on this, the State Department of Transportation just recently changed their regulations to where the public comments and hearing process was no longer required when they use herbicides and pesticides along the roadways. And this is a major concern, especially here in Southeast Alaska, because of the herbicides and pesticides runoff in this rainy climate, runoff into the fish streams. And it has the potential to harming our fisheries. And that's one reason we'd rather have the comment, the public comment period. And it's kind of, they did have some discussion at this at the last Southeast Conference meeting, and it was basically that if they couldn't do it mechanically, and it was, or manually, they would use this, like long guardrails and that sort of stuff, to get the vegetation down. That, you know, and it just leaves too much for, I'm not sure, you know, whether the present Department of Transportation, they probably mean well and all of that, but who knows what's going to happen next year, especially in a political climate. So I don't, that's the main reason for this. We want the public to have some say about what happens in their community. Any other discussion?
Well, not just the fisheries, also is an issue here, but wildlife eats a lot of the berries along the roadsides, and a lot of people around here, at least, do a lot of subsistence berry picking in those areas. So,
yeah, poor babies are always down on the beach eating whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they don't know, sitting in Anchorage, what areas that we use and don't use. So I think I feel much better having some sort of public comment period at a minimum.
Any further? Call vote, please.
Assemblymember Weiderspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And item 13C, that's going to be moved from the agenda, so item 13D. Approval to schedule a special assembly meeting for discussion of possible action on Thomas Bay Power Authority and Southeast Alaska Power Authority issues.
Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to table this issue. We haven't gotten back from, heard from our lawyer, or we haven't had any other discussions on that were pending, that we were researching into. How long we tabled it, I don't know, but...
Is that a motion?
Are you making a motion?
Yeah. Well, you don't need a motion, do you?
Well...
Yes.
If it's not with a consensus of the assembly, it needs to be made by a motion.
Make a motion then.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Jeff, do you have any idea when the attorneys plan to, sort of have a final information for us on those questions you asked?
I don't. I have talked to him on several occasions. We have a phone conference tomorrow. He has some questions. And I think he's getting the attorney in Seattle, the questions we ask him. I think he's getting close to having something, but to this point, I don't have anything from anybody, so...
I mean, if we set something for like the first week in December, would that be, you think, reasonable time to get something concrete in front of the assembly?
We sent questions in two directions. One, I think by that time you would have ones, the questions we asked Mr. Grant Erickson. The other questions we asked for our attorney, I know we've had a bunch of things we've just been swamping him with that are kind of urgent in nature. And so I don't know where he is on his end of things. I can find out, but I don't know right now.
Okay. My feeling is to at least set a date, the first week of December, if it works for everyone else's schedule. I would like to see the full assembly be able to be there and give public time to know that the meeting's occurring and that sort of thing. But I also don't want to put it off too long.
Yeah. I tend to agree with Julie. In fact, I was going to make a motion to set it for this Friday, the 15th. But if you want to wait a little bit longer, give the public a little bit more time, that's fine too. But I think we need to move on this. There are a lot of issues pending as far as this goes, and I don't think we need to keep putting it off.
Right. I'm the one who woke up quite a few times saying that we should, get legal advice. We should listen to what they have to say. I'm not in favor of making quick decisions. I just think we need to, at least I feel that I don't have enough information in front of me to make those decisions. And if that's what we're headed down to, is get the information and have a proper meeting to get the information to us, I have no objection, but I don't want to make any decisions unless I have all the information for me. So that's why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do other people have conflicts the first week of December? Schedule conflicts?
We need to pull vote on tabling. That's on the table.
Pardon me?
We need to pull vote on if we're going to table the item that motion has been made.
Well, we're still under discussion about when it could be if we weren't, if we didn't.
The only thing that's scheduled for the first week in December here in the assembly chambers is the 4th and the 5th, so that's Wednesday and Thursday at 7 o'clock.